from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Hell yeah, I like to have a good time. I like to have a party. Let me tell you what else I like.
What else do you like?
I tell you what, Ron. I like to give back to the kids. Clint loves the kids, baby.
I love helping the kids.
Come on, man. I tell you what, the Odyssey Kids Read Radiothon is rolling right now, y'all. Our goal is to raise $70,000. Ron, where we at?
47 plus thousand. Is where we are. Let me get the exact number. Exactly where we are. We are at $47,756. That is where we are right now. Got to get to 70,000.
22 and some change away from the goal. Hey, Sports Radio 610, the Drive listeners, the faithful out there, what we need you to do is text New Books, NEWBOOKS, New Books, all one word, to 41444. Here's what's going on. We're raising money all day today for a cause that means a ton to all of us here at Sports Radio 610, all of us here in our Odyssey family, and the My Home Library program, hosted by Barbara Bush, Houston Literacy Foundation, is where all the money goes. Last year, we raised a boatload of money. We did it over several days. We were able to help 3,500 plus kids, right? This year, we're doing one day.
One day?
We're doing one day. We loaded everything up, and we're pouring everything into one single day. And look, here's the why. 74% of Houston school children are considered economically disadvantaged. 61% of low-income families in Houston have zero books. Not one or two. Zero books in their homes. 60% of Houston area kids enter kindergarten each year lacking the required reading skills, and we want to help those guys and those kids. We want to help those guys and gals. We're asking for your help. Let's transform a child's life right here in our beautiful city of Houston right now with the gift of literacy. $30 will buy a home library for a kid. Ron, I know you got kids, but I tell you right now, my baby girl's 2.5 years old, and she's at a point where she wants to read not one, but two books every night. And mama's a little more generous. Mama will read her three sometimes. I get through one and I take a peek and see if she's ready to go to bed. But I can't help but talk about this and tell the people about this without thinking about my little girl, the opportunity that she has to go in her room every night and mom or dad read a book to her. She can pick up a book. She acts like she's reading from time to time. I'm telling you, it's powerful, and it's really powerful when we're talking about the little bitty ones, man. Two and a half, three, 4 years old. It's unbelievably powerful. I'm living it right now. It's special moments. It's helping her in so many ways. And Ron, we got a chance today to help kids that can't afford it, don't have it. We can make that change.
Absolutely. And you said $30, and yes, $30 can get it done. All right, you can donate $50, $100, $200, $1,000, yep, whatever you want to. But just know, whatever you donate, thanks to our great friends at Phillips 66, they will match all donations. So if you are throwing out, if you're donating $50, it's really $100. If you're donating $100, it's really $200, because Phillips 66 will match it all. As you said, Clint, just text new books, NEWBOOKS, to 41444 to make that donation and to allow Phillips 66 to match your donation. So we're trying to get there. We're trying to get to the 70,000 mark and beyond. Please, please help us get there.
Absolutely. Donate now. Send us a photo of your receipt. We'll shout you out. If you're a small business out there, we're tapping into all these small businesses out there now. If you're a small business out there, it's tax deductible, obviously. Donate. We got a little ticker right here where your name will come up on it. We'll be able to shout your company out. I mean, you want to talk about some good little PR, some good advertising. I mean, Swift General Services, Daniela Espino, AZ Roofing and Painting, Edith Guerrero, appreciate y'all. Thank y'all. That's big time. Shell Energy Stadium, Vanessa Malbro, I'm sorry, that Cajon twist on there. How about the Concrete Pros, Ready Mix, Gabriela Romero, we appreciate you big time. And the list goes on and on and on of small businesses that have donated at this point in time. We greatly appreciate you. Ricky Green, when them Baytown boys over there donating again, $200 right there. We appreciate that. That's big time, Ricky. Give us a text. New books to 41444. Help us get to our goal of $70,000. We're a lot closer than you think. When you got listeners like we got, we're a lot closer to that 70 grand right now than you think. So greatly appreciate everybody that's already donated, and we're looking forward to doing our part to make a difference in these kids' lives, man. I'm telling you, if this don't pull at your heartstrings, man, you ain't human. It's a different deal.
Seen it. Ten donors since we've started this call.
Yeah.
Just now at 4:00.
Yeah. Ricky Green, by the way, that was Baytown Pipe Supply. Ricky's with. So I want to make sure and get that
boy,
get that shout out in there.
Click Rick.
hey man.
Rick.
Yes,
Ring,
indeed.
Rick.
Yeah, new books to 41444. Put your company on there. We'll shout you out here on the air. Hey boys, there was CJ Stroud. He stirred a little bit. He stirred up the Indianapolis Colts linebacking crew a bit.
Laying down for nobody.
Nah, he ain't. No, you ain't. And boy, you look like $1 million after this now. Stirred him up. Got into a little back and forth with Zaire Franklin, one of the inside linebackers for the Indianapolis Colts at Super Bowl last year at the Radio Row. Of course, that spills over into some podcasts for both of those guys chirping a little bit. I think C.J. Stroud actually circled back to it at one point, a little closer to the season, a little closer to camp time, and double down. There wasn't no backing down. Look, at the end of the day, it's sports, it's football, it's not that big a deal, but I do believe that some of this could potentially have been bulletin board material for an opponent's team. And you wonder with the Texans, can you back it up? You talk that trash, you had a hell of a year. You talk that trash, can you back it up? And Ron, we talked about it last week, and I don't like it. Look, I just don't understand the end game. I mean, it happens, especially in today's world where these guys are doing all the podcasts. But I personally, I was never a big trash talker. I didn't need any added attention. I didn't want any added attention. I didn't want to pour any fuel on the fire. I wanted to just fly under the radar and do my thing. And so I don't naturally not somebody that gravitates to that or appreciates it. But boy, did it ever work out for C.J. Stroud. And did it ever work out in such a way that it was even more beautiful than had C.J. Stroud gone out there and threw for 350 yards and four touchdowns. We're talking about the E.J. Speed and Zaire Franklin, the two inside linebackers for the Colts. There was some back and forth. And yeah, it would have been nice if C.J. would have went for 350. No question about it. But when it's all said and done, the way to just drive a stake in the heart of an inside linebacker is to have your starting running back go for a 159 on 30 carries and literally, there was no 50-yard carry in there. These were just straight gut punches over and over and over again.
Right to the two dudes that you that right, CJ was really talking a lot to.
I mean, they were non-factors in the entire game, Ron. It was like for CJ, for the run game to have backed up what CJ said. The run game as it pertains to two inside linebackers. The Texans rushed for over 200 yards. Their starting running back went for a 159 on 30. I mean, they were inside, they were outside. They ran it in the red zone, they ran it in third down situations. They ran it in a 4-minute situation, which was even the probably the most painful dagger for those guys, was they ran it when they to put the game to sleep. They ran it against that defense to hold Anthony Richardson to four plays in the first. It was 15 plus minutes of the second half. And so, if CJ was ever going to get back at him, Ron, this is precisely the deepest cut you could make, was to run it right at those linebackers and hit them in the chest.
And even more, it was like, Clint, you know, and obviously we would think this was CJ, but you know, there are some guys who talk trash like this, and you know, in the locker room, there's some eye rolls.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
God. All right. There were no eye rolls here. They was like, hell yes. And we gonna be able to make sure that you can back it up, because we gonna back it up. The best part is, it was so bad, and CJ was just kind of a part of it and not the dominant force, which I think maybe you would think. He don't even have to talk trash back, because it's handled. Like, he don't even have to. His guys in front of him showed up so much. Joe Mixon showed up so much. He, one, didn't have to be, you know, out of his mind great to keep him in the game. Like you said, hell, the only reason why maybe the Colts are in this thing is because, you know, the few crazy plays that Anthony Richardson had to make.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud, man, this was a game, and he's not half many of them since he's been with the Texans, where he was just kind of riding. He was riding shotgun.
Yeah.
He wasn't the driving force in this thing. He didn't even have to talk. He just like, hey man, I came out here in my B minus game. Well, and we whooped your ass.
Hey Ron, this is really the game, right? Like, as a quarterback, like, I mean, if you're gonna talk trash like in the game, like, this is the game to do it. Like, could you see CJ after one of those inside runs just going, uh-huh. Hey EJ, how y'all like that? Where he at? Not throwing it over his head, running by him, making some comment. No, just right in his face.
Are we going to get your flowers?
It was a 7-yard gain, and CJ's in the back smiling. Hey, you like that, big fella? How you like that? Hey, by the way, these five big boys up front and 28, they're coming right back at you in the next play, and we're going to go ahead and put a knee in it to end this game.
I'm about to decide if CJ just didn't say, 28,
left guard tower.
Hey, EJ, he's pulling. 76 pulling. Like, I don't know if 30, the one I can't get it, and everybody's seen that footage. 32 just getting just drilled by Kenyon Green. Like, CJ wanted to walk over there and say, hey, 3-2, yeah, you all right?
Let me help you up, man. Oh, yeah. Anyway, that couldn't have worked out any better. Why the hell not? Why wouldn't it work out? Everything's worked out since the dude got drafted in Houston, so why wouldn't this work out for him as well? Boys, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a tad bit nervous about John Weeks. Deep snapper, Houston Texans. Great dude, by the way. Girl dad, by the way. I'm a tad bit worried about him, boys. This is the Astros' fault. You know, look, the deep snapper, like you talk about a handful of guys, obviously the quarterback you don't want to lose, but a handful of guys that, boy, you just got to have them. Like you can't have them waking up and not, you know, having a crick in their neck or not being able to use this arm or this elbow hurting. The deep snapper is one of them, man. And Weeks is scared the hell out of me. And this is the Astros' fault, Tyler. I'm thumbing Instagram. And I come across John Weeks laid up in a bed, football in hand, hands behind his head. Nice, probably, I mean, one of them nice expensive headboards you put on a wall. One of them NFL type. This is what the caption reads. Just like a perfect long snap, my sleep has to be precise. Thanks to Mattress Firm, the official sleep partner of the Houston Texans, I'm set up for a great night's sleep every time.
Oh, no.
Wasn't Mattress Firm who, I mean, isn't that the Astros group?
Yeah, they're the mattress sponsor of the Houston Astros, yes.
And them Astros had some, I mean, hell, they've had more injuries literally in the bed than they've had on the field.
Yeah, swollen elbows, jacked up necks, yeah. It's...
I mean, we've had, the pillows and mattresses have caused...
They've given us nightmares in our sleep.
We've had a couple guys go to Tommy John after sleeping wrong.
It's not ideal.
I mean, I'm worried about Weeksy here.
I just want to make it very known that I'm open and available, Mattress Firm.
Yeah, same.
listen,
don't give a damn about Weeksy.
Tyler's turns of the week.
I'm telling you right now, I'm open for business. Anything you need, Mattress Firm, I can be here for you. I'm versatile. I can come out and try your product.
You'll even sleep on your right arm and make it fall asleep.
I'll do it all day long and tell you it's not them.
I don't care if you money longer. We don't care.
I'm willing to get Tommy John for your sponsorship. Just want to let you know. So I've got all great things to say.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I would love Mattress Firm. I would love to pick up my phone and scroll through there and see my boy Ron Ugly laid up in that old biscuit. I will. Maybe with his headset on. Maybe with the... You know, well, the grilling stuff wouldn't work in the biscuit. What else would work in the biscuit? Your do-rag definitely on, hopefully.
I do commercials. I do reads.
I'd feel a lot better about scrolling through photos and seeing that with you than my boy Weeksy. I'm a tad bit nervous. I feel like there's something wrong there. We need to get through this week, Weeksy.
It absolutely can be. It can be. Good for him, man. Yeah. I mean, as long as it's his left arm, right, that's fine. If the right arm is fine, like he can.
I mean, he could run in there and make tackles and stuff.
I guess.
I need him to be 100%.
Just snap that ball, man. Keep that streak going.
Two-handed snap. It takes two to snap.
Mattress Mac might be the hero we need right now.
All right, coming up, we'll get you ready as the Astros have a three-game series against the A's in which the goal has to be let's continue to create some more distance between us and the Mariners. We'll get you ready for that. And Spencer Arrighetti, he is trying to bounce back from his worst performance of the year. What is he really pitching for the next couple of starts? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Somebody text in, said dropped 150 on books. Good job, guys. Thank you. Good job to you. We appreciate you as you can continue to help us rolling through. We are near. Come on, guys. I'm not gonna go on with the segment until we reach this. So we're just going to stop here. We're at $49,900. We need $100.
You got to get to 50 stacks, man.
We got to get to 50 stacks. We're at 530, and listen, you get to help a kid in need. Jump on it right now.
The drive is live.
We need to get there right now, dadgummit, as Roy Williams would say.
The arrow's pointed up.
All right, as we said, we're trying to help kids in need. All you got to do. It's text new books, N-E-W, as Clint said earlier. I didn't know Clint was a W. A W. Newbooks New Books to 41444. Make a donation. And if you make that donation, it is matched. It is doubled by Phillip 66. Someone just texted in how, and I'm telling you right now, donate right now to do that. Just text New Books to 41444 and you can make your donation right now, trying to help these kids in need. And we're trying to get to our goal. We're very, very close. Getting close, all right? I see some people jumped in here. We're getting close there to that 50 grand.
Hey, I'm going to be honest, fellas. We got to pick it up.
We really do.
And I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about the fellas out there. I'm looking at this scroll here. And I mean,
bunch
I think
of ladies.
It's all ladies. I've seen.
Shout out to Marv.
I mean, Tiffany, Joyce, Jenny, Hope.
Yeah, you hear that,
Careless.
Melissa? A lot of lady listeners on the drive.
Valentina,
right there.
Stacy. That's not Dak Prescott's people, is it?
I don't know. I
there's a Justin. There's a Justin.
There's
John Brown. There's Anna. I'm telling you, there's one man sprinkled in there amongst at least five women straight.
Yeah, you're man. We got to step this up, boys.
Big shout out to the ladies out there, the big-hearted women out there that are Sports Radio 610 listeners, that are Odyssey, any of the Odyssey station, Odyssey family.
There we go. Another drop in the bucket there. There you go. Keep it going now.
Y'all got it. We're rolling.
32 donors right now. Let's go. Jump it in here.
Battle of the sexes, though, man. Dude, step up. Step up here. Ladies are putting you to shame.
Like right now, I don't give a damn who steps up, but I hear you.
it's all green, but step up, dudes.
If you want to put it in the name of your dog, Sugar or Lester,
hey, Nala,
whatever. I'm not putting it in the name of Bear.
I'm going to do one on behalf of Bear. Bear Hughley.
I don't even want to invite you all over so you see the number that he's done on some of that carpet.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have like a couple's dinner at the Hughley house.
That was before you pissed him off.
No, it's fair. But I don't know that I want you to see what he's done around that.
What's he done?
Oh, it's fine, bro.
There it is. More coming through. Holy cow, did that just jump up? Did we just surpassed our mark right there. Am I looking at that right?
Yeah, you did.
Somebody just dropped
really?
In a ton.
He said, am I looking
at that right? From somebody's ranch, bitch.
We just went from 49,000 to 7,000. 75,346.
That's what the Drive what family the does,
hell?
Baby.
What the hell just happened?
That's what the Drive family does. We play for keeps.
Bear, did you just put in some cash?
Did Courtney
did I just
dump
look
it
in? Am I tripping? It was at 49.9.
Man, these kids are going to be reading their asses
70.
Off.
Thank you, whoever it is.
Way to go, Drive family. That's big time.
To hell with it. Get to 100. Let's get to 100,000.
Double it up.
We got time, damn it. Get to 100,000. Melissa, did you do this? Melissa, you
I got her.
You trickster.
The lady listeners.
By the way, I still
don't
know how I feel about Melissa. But, wow, shout out.
Badass, man.
That's
a big number.
That is a big number.
Huge.
I mean, it went up 4 to 5 donors right there, but it literally went up
$25,000.
Who donated $25,000?
Who did that? First off, don't look where you know I did.
Wait, somebody really? It was 25K?
It has to be. It was at 49.9. I was just waiting to get to 50,000 before I was going to start the segment.
Wow. Kids going to be reading their asses.
I saw some people on the text line. Hey, is Spencer Arrighetti, who's got the ball tonight, is he pitching for a spot in the playoff rotation? Do you think that's on the table for him? You think Spencer Arrighetti, is that on the table for him, a spot in the playoff rotation? Could he start a playoff game? He's got about 3 starts left like Verlander. Do you think that's on the table that he...
Hell yes, it is. I mean, look, Ronel Blanco's already been... The general manager's already told us that if somebody's going to go down, it's going to be Ronel Blanco. So there's one out of the mix. So now you've got a 5-man rotation. And Verlander... Look, man, I mean, I don't know if he's trying to create some concern here or what, but it is there ain't no way anybody that's an Astros fan or anybody that's in that organization, including Verlander, including Verlander, there ain't no way in hell, Ron, that they ain't all sitting back thinking about, is Verlander going to be, is Verlander one of your go-to guys right now in a best of three series in a wild card?
Well, I think, and I think we talked about a Ruffalo earlier, and I think you said it right now, the way Verlander is pitching, you could clearly see, like, I think right now they would still be in line to face the Minnesota Twins. You could see in that series that going Framber, Hunter Brown, and Kikuchi, right? With Blanco yes. definitely in the bullpen. But if they went to the next round and Ruffalo said Verlander's got to be in that conversation, right? And then, I don't know, but maybe we could touch on this a bit. But he said Verlander should be involved in that decision.
Now, Ver's going to be Ver.
I don't know about that. I got a feel I know where Verlander's vote's going to be. But I do think Spencer Arrighetti is potentially in line to be a starter if they make it past that first round. If they get into the next round, if they get into the divisional round,
yeah.
or if they get into the ALCS where they've lived, I definitely think it is on the table for him to be the fourth starter, a starter to start a postseason game. I definitely think that's on the table. Now, I can't give up nine in the first.
Yeah, I mean, look,
slow that up.
The first thing, say what you want about Justin Verlander, but if Justin Verlander doesn't very convincingly do work over the next three starts, even if Verlander does have a say, I mean, I got to believe if it's as bad as it's been, even Verlander's got to admit it.
I don't know. I mean, I think he thinks I can still just give me a chance. I'll be different.
Well, no, I'm sure he does. But damn, man, I mean, it ain't just been a rough season. I mean, he's been injured. He's come back. He has not been the same. The last two games have been awful. Everybody around him is pitching really, really, really well. I mean, even the biggest competitor can look around and go, man, I got to do right for the team here.
No, text line coming through, no chance. Kikuchi, Brown, Framber, and then JV. Is there four?
Whew. I tell you what, I've got to see more, boys. I'm glad there's three more starts. I've got to see more.
Yeah. This would really be interesting if that last start didn't occur. Because, I mean, he had a run where he is sitting people down. He is swinging and missing. So, that is our baseball talk presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon using their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Ron, I got word.
You get it?
I got word. I know where the 25K came from. Big shout out to our listeners. We'll hit that on the flip side. Let's talk about it, man.
All right.
Let's talk about that next. We're over 75,000. Hell, we're on our way to 76,000, y'all.
Let's get to 100 by the time we end this thing. All of that coming up next right here live on the drive.
Let's get it on, baby.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Baby.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in. We have surpassed our goal, well surpassed our goal of 70,000. We are now at 70,000. We are now at $76,332, 554 donors. You can continue, please. And I see some people on YouTube and Twitch. My man's in here who said he put his name under, or his donation under, the name Nighthawk. Shout out to you. Also, Sally Melissa, one of our female listeners, she just made a donation as well. And my man, shout out to the small businesses out there that have done it as well. AVA.com, audio, video, and communications, they have donated as well as a small business. But you can continue to do your thing. We are now trying to blow. We've reached it. Now we're trying to blow this out the water. Now we're trying to get to 100,000 in one day.
Yeah, Ron, and I got the news here, and this is a Ron, this is a huge shout out to all of our listeners and everybody that's donated. We told y'all from jump that Phillips 66 would match anything you donate up to $25,000. What just happened live on air in the last segment was
perfect timing.
Our listeners, everybody out there, all of y'all, thank you so much. You
Drive family.
Absolutely. You reached $25,000 and Phillips 66 hit send. Phillips 66 hit send. So, shout out to all of y'all for getting to 25K.
Wow, huge, dude.
Yep. Huge shout out to Phillips 66 for the matching $25,000, and now we're just blowing this thing out of the water. We're just blowing it out of the water. Not time to stop though. It ain't time to stop. I'm serious. I can't. Every time we talk about this, which we've done about 10 times a day already, I think about my little girl in that room at night before she goes to bed, wanting to read a book, wanting to read two books. Every kid deserves it, man. Simple as that. Every kid deserves that opportunity. Don't worry about whether it ever happens. Don't worry about all the negative. No, don't worry about all that. Every kid deserves what I get to do with my baby girl every night, what my wife gets to do with my baby girl every single night, and that is read her a book. Hopefully one day she'll be reading those books. And today you can make that a difference. $30 will buy a Houston area kid their own very own home library. You can change a kid's life today with $30, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Big time, man.
And the way you do that, by the way, I guess we got to tell them.
Yeah, I guess you could text.
You can text New Books, N-E-W-B-O-O-K-S. N-E-W, all one word, N-E-W-B-O-O-K-S.
And text that to 41444. New Books to 41444. Live, man. I'd like to get some new books, but my Nicholas is—he's just about two in a rotation that he reads. He wants to read.
Oh, really?
All the time I get in there, he's got him waiting on him. Yep. we got all of them right here, man.
We got 40
of
them
right
here.
And he's got them memorized, so he just says all the parts.
He knows what's coming next.
Says all the parts with it. Yeah. And one's a Paw Patrol one. Let's wash up. Let's wash up. Yeah, so do your thing, man. Help us out. We appreciate everybody who has donated and added to helping kids in need.
Ryan, reading books to your kids. Somebody, I think it was my mother-in-law or my father-in-law, one of them. I got a book about it's something, I'm paraphrasing, I don't know the exact title, but why daddy's so important to a daughter. And it's a children's book, but it's written, obviously, and, you know, you're telling your daughter, kind of walking her through life and everything. And I'm just like, hell, I can't read a damn thing to her without crying.
You get emotional.
It's just one of them, like, damn, yeah. I mean, it's obviously written, you know, in simple enough form to where, which is usually what my hayseed ass needs and appreciates. But you know, I don't know why I get to reading that thing. I'm just like, well, damn. I get it about once a week. We'll get that.
That's why you can only get two in.
Yeah, I don't like the emotion swinging like that, and I don't mind them swinging, but swinging like that to my little girl, no, I'm out on that.
Yeah, they soften you up.
I'm double soft,
hot butter soft with it. But please continue to roll through as the numbers are climbing, getting close to 77,000 in donations. This is amazing what we're doing here. Just one day. This is the only day we are doing it. All right. Clint, let's jump back into this game, because after today, we are more in the turn the page and start looking forward to the Chicago Bears, right? You get midweek, we'll hear from D'Amico live right here tomorrow on the drive. We'll also hear from C.J. Stroud live tomorrow on the drive, so they're turning the page. We'll be turning the page tomorrow, first big practice to get ready for the Bears. But to me, I looked at this game, and I got to say this. I was disappointed in Derek Stingley. I think he's got great player written over him, all over him. We talked about it. We saw Patrick Surtain set the new market for corners. We feel like that Derek Stingley will go through that along with him and Sauce Gardner. And as you said, he's got a chance to be the best corner in the league. He's got that kind of skill set. I was disappointed in the big play he did give up and the potential other big play that he could have given up that the quarterback and the receiver just weren't able to connect on. So I was a bit disappointed in him. And I don't know. I was over expecting – you know, things for some of the other headliners on this defense, like Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr., especially those two. Those three feel like the big, especially with Christian Harris out. Those three feel like the big, big names. And I just don't think they impacted the game the way that I was hoping that they would impact.
Well, look, I think there was limited opportunity because of how few plays they ran, first and foremost. But I like where you start the conversation with Stingley, right? Because I give grace when a guy throws the ball 68 yards in the air. But the reality of it is, because I'm seeing that more, because that was a quarters covers of that side. They bracketed him, and it was a post. And so it looks like it's more on Jimmy Ward, because Jimmy Ward's inside and Derek's outside, right? But it in reality, we're talking about a top-notch, potentially the best corner in the league type of skill set. Like, he's outside looking in, so he should have seen the ball all the way. Like, he should have knew the ball was coming. And the expectations for us, for him, from us, are that Alec Pierce doesn't go out there and make plays on him. Not like that. And so I think, you know, if you look at it through the lens of Derek Stingley Jr. and you just simply ask quarters coverage, outside technique, eyes inside, you're soft, and a post gets thrown over the top of your inside safety that was in the air for 10 seconds, it felt like. Would you like to see Derek Stingley get over the top, have the skill and ball skills to go either break that up or make that catch? I could see that I could see the expectation that, I mean, it's not like, that's not Mike Evans. You know, that ball was in the air a really long time.
Alec Pierce.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and then the double move that would have been six if you got beat there. There's another one. Other than that, there wasn't very many opportunities for him to make plays, if we're being honest.
But those are big ones that
absolutely
jump out. It's
just like, you know what? It's just like C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud underthrew the ball to Nico Collins that Nico caught. C.J. Stroud underthrew a ball that got broken up by an underneath defender that would have been a touchdown for Tank Dell. If that's a middle-of-the-road quarterback out there,
yeah, like Kamari Lassiter, like I expected he might get got on a double move or somebody may run past him. That one, all right, man, it's your first game. You're out here. You're being aggressive. I could see that. Hadn't been tested a lot downfield. I could see that. But I got higher expectations. And I understand there are some people texting in, oh, you know, you didn't, like, they were containing and letting the inside guys get pressure. Listen, I'm not saying the guys played a bad game, but Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. are Danielle Hunter is a top elite pass rusher in the league. All right, and these were not great tackles he was going up against. I had the expectation that he impacted. Yes, it doesn't have to always be sacks, but I had the expectation that he impacts the passing game more. Will Anderson, I'll give a bit of a pass to him because he hasn't been playing and practicing enough. But like we've had this time and time again. His job is to set the edge, but like if he's just an edge setter, that ain't enough. We know what the expectation is that he gets pressure on the quarterback. And so it's just game one. I believe these guys, for the most part, these guys have shown a certain level in a track record, especially Danielle Hunter, that they'll be there. It's just I expect for those guys to have a certain level of impact. And they just when the Colts had the ball, just not as much.
No, look, I think that's fair. I don't think it's when it's all said and done, you've got Will Anderson, you've got Danielle Hunter, you've got Derek Stingley. You can throw Azeez Alshai in there if you'd like to, but I think those three players that I mentioned at the beginning. When you turn a Texans game on defensively, you know, at some point in time, and more times than not, we will, but we didn't see those guys just flash and make big-time game-changing impact plays. We didn't. I think if you just look, like when I'm watching the All-22 tonight, Danielle Hunter did work. Danielle Hunter was a problem. I would imagine Will Anderson was too. Don't know yet, but Danielle Hunter was. Did he ever get home? No, he didn't. You know, on the play where he got pressure and really impacted the quarterback, he threw a 70-yard touchdown pass. So, I don't think that's wrong. I mean, the reality of it is, I watched that entire game, and we didn't see a sack. We didn't see a sack fumble. We didn't see one of those. That's
they didn't play terrible. Yes, I'm not saying they didn't get any pressures, especially those two up front.
Mm-hmm.
But like for instance, and I'm going to compare him to, especially Danielle Hunter, these class, like Chris Jones was going up against an elusive quarterback. Like you saw how much he impacted that game. You don't walk away from the game thinking, oh, well, man, I think I may remember a play. No, caused sack fumble and had pressure all game long on Lamar, who you don't want to let get out of the pocket, just like an Anthony Richardson. And, I mean, that's kind of, especially with Danielle Hunter, and the hope is that Will Anderson gets there. That's one thing. There's no argument with Derek Stingley. And that Derek Stingley just got burnt twice. I mean, that one can't happen. All right. They're probably sending a little help over there towards Lassiter's side. You can't just get burnt on the outside by a rookie like that. Like, so not expecting that will happen every week, but that was disappointing. All right, coming up, 5 o'clock fire. And as we said earlier, this is your chance. Coming up in this next segment, tell your friends, tell whoever, be ready. Tyler will hook you up. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to see that Bears-Texans game coming up on Sunday. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with MyBlinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.